Today's daf is Maseches Bava Metzia, daf Nun Beis. The new Mishnah deals with halacha, how much the value of a coin that gets eroded because of use can depreciate before it will be considered onah, before it will be considered exploitation to use such a coin. That's a discussion in the Mishnah and the Gemara as well, bringing various opinions on this topic. The Gemara in Amud Aleph ensues into an analysis of this whole point and presents another basic fundamental in this discussion, which is to what extent can the coin erode and still be considered rashai lakaima? So the idea is used as a coin. We want to know what is that threshold. So the Gemara says bisela ad shekel. If it's dealing with a coin that's worth a sela, once it goes down to a less than a shekel, which is a half a sela, it's not going to be usable anymore. Bedinar ad rova. If it's a dinar, it can go down to a quarter, which if it goes pachot miken isar, if it goes in isar less than this, asur lehotzia, then it cannot be used anymore. So at that point, he can't do anything with the coin. If he would sell it to someone, that person would end up exploiting it and using it illegally, and therefore the only thing he can do is yikavena v'yitzlena b'tzavar b'no o b'tzavar b'to. He can make a hole in it, turn it into jewelry, and make it unusable as a coin, giving it to either his son or his daughter. So let's break down the potential issue here of Iser lo yilbash, the prohibition for dressing, cross-dressing like the opposite gender. It's discussed, we have discussed in the past in Nazir Nuntes and Shabbos Samech Gimel, discussing various angles of this for women to wear weapons, to wear a gun, or other sorts of discussions, men wearing rings, and we'll bring a different angle here in our sugya. The Torah says, "Lo yekli gever al isha, v'lo yubash gever simlat isha, ki toavat Hashem alakecha kol oseela." So it goes in both directions, both for the man to wear women's clothing and the woman to wear man's clothing. It's considered a toeva, it's considered an abomination. Rashi explains the prohibition is essentially a fence, a geder, a boundary between mingling of genders to distance a person from sin. And therefore dressing up like the other gender is motivated by some kind of sexual desire that a person has. And the dress up enables that person to get into the circle of the opposite gender. So it would appear that on the surface, the whole prohibition is only on a major wardrobe change, but not on something small like a ring or a necklace. However, we see even from Rashi, he brings there at the end, this is not the case. There's an emphasis as well on shaving hair in a private area of one's body, which is not going to impact the external look. And therefore, even small changes in appearance could be under the prohibition. The Ramah, for example, in Yoredeya, Simkuf Pei Bei Sifhei, reflects this point by ruling that even changing one article of clothing would be prohibited, even when the other clothes, it's clear that they are male or female clothing. The Bach and the Taz, however, put in some limitations where a clothing item is worn for practical use, such as to protect from the cold, a warmer article of clothing, not for dressing like the other gender, but to stay warm, practical. It's not a lack of tzniut, it's not a modestness. One of the ramifications is for a woman to wear pants in the winter to keep warm. Poskim weighed in on this. The Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Beis Kufches held that it was an iser gamar, total prohibition, even though the pants look like a different style. They are big day shachatzeim, I'm going to assume, mitchilala aveira, they're made for sin, lidei toiv avizima, very strong worded, v'yesh bazem mishum loya kli gever lisha. So Minchas Yitzchak and other posts can come out very stringent. However, Rav Avadya Yosef and Yavi Omer, Chelek Vav Yoredeya, Simon Yudal concluded that the pants should not be permitted lechachila in the first sense for reasons similar, but it's a better alternative to a skirt that doesn't cover the knees while sitting or a short dress until it can influence a more modest dress. So bringing us back to our daf, which says one can take an eroded coin and turn it into jewelry, even for a boy, what happened to the Torah prohibition? The Kiryas Melech and the Ramam Hilchos Avodas Kochavim in the 12th Perek proves from our sugya that there's no prohibition when it's a unisex item wearable by both boys and girls. However, many argued, Shevet Alevi, Chelek Tess, Simkufain, hey, that even when there's a permission, it's only when it's clearly a boy or a girl. As well, there's a way to analyze this based on the minhag makom, the custom of the location, which the Rambam raises a point of permission. Maybe there were generations where it was actually made for guys exclusively, as our Gemara doesn't say it was made for both genders at once.